A lewd music, same as OUD, great instrument, and seems apropos. We want to thank the doctor for being with us. It was a topic which is a bit forgotten now. We want to remember because there's so many of these incidents that really traumatic. They happen to nations, and of course, as stories move on, we forget that it was heavy intervention by a very confident Western leadership that thought they could run affairs or determine affairs in the nation of Libya. And this is a habit where a great deal of damage is done, great loss of life, and years go by, and you say, well, where is that promised future that was supposed to create states that will, of course, resemble us? We're the missionaries of so-called democracy, et cetera, parliamentarism. It often goes off the rails, and that's why we talk about these things, as both as a reminder, but also to for future policy. This is the Taylor Report, CIUT, 89.5 FM. And there's developments in the South China Sea, as I promised to mention. The reason we talk about these things is because there are, again, small incidents, underreported or misreported. Another word for that would be disinformation, which become preludes to bigger problems. And so if we identify them early, it would help us to see that larger, more dangerous things do not happen, which is what our goal is and should be the goal of our governments. And apropos, there was a meeting in Manila last week. I think it was the ASEAN. I may be wrong about who was meeting. But there was a report. The major powers were there. Mr. Rubio was there. The foreign minister of China was there. It was in Manila. It was hosted by the Philippines and other major states. And something happened which was rather, which Canadians will recognize, I guess. When the meeting was over, the Japanese foreign minister announced or said to the press that he had met with the Chinese foreign minister and that it was an exchange. He didn't claim it was formal, but he said he met and they talked about matters. This is important. Very important, because China says, no, there was no meeting. There was not even a, how you doing, how's the family kind of, no, that didn't happen either. Because something serious is going on between Japan and China, and the Japanese leadership is playing little games. But this is serious when a foreign minister claims he has a meeting with a power, major power, and that when between them there are really, at this moment, dangerous relations. The dangerous relations go back to the announcement by the new prime minister, the Iron Lady, as the Western press likes to call her, because every time the conservative leadership anywhere in the world produces a woman leader. Our media is so bankrupt and have so little imagination. All they know to do is call them Iron Ladies. In this case, it's Takeuchi, and she is a definite right wing person and has a right wing point of view in a country where having a right-wing point of view is points in a bad direction for all the neighbors. You can ask the Koreans and China, which was at war with Japan long before we were, because they didn't have to go looking for the Japanese. The Japanese invaded them and were taking territory. And the West thought that was fine to a certain extent, as long as they didn't take more than their share, because, you know, there's only so much pie. And Japan has been for almost a century, more than a century, an honorary member of the West, which is a curious story. And we ought to look into that sometime at length. But at any rate, this meeting didn't happen, according to the Chinese. It'll be very interesting to see if the Japanese foreign minister, having said that it happened, can produce any material about it. I'll remind everyone that we went through an episode rather like this when Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, you remember him, it was a long time ago. We used to have a prime minister called Justin Trudeau, was determined to break the ice with the Chinese, with whom he had gotten into quite a mess because the earlier version of Donald Trump had ordered Canada to arrest a Chinese businesswoman because it was of interest to the Americans and would destroy that Chinese business in Canada. So the least we could do was shoot ourselves in the foot. So we had done that. This offended the Chinese rather seriously because they actually are a grown-up country and they're a member of the United Nations Security Council. So at any rate, there was a conference rather like this one, actually, in which heads of state were present. And Justin Trudeau sort of waylaid the leader of China in a hallway, and the cameras were all ready so that they could show that they were encountering each other. The leader of China explained briefly to Trudeau that actually this isn't how you're supposed to do for relations with sovereign states. You don't actually bump into someone in a hallway and start talking. It was a rather, I guess you could call it a Hail Mary kind of trick. It wasn't very smart, from the point of view of the Canadian population. Maybe the wise guys who were in charge thought it was smart. But it's the kind of thing that happens when relations go sour over principles. And this one is very serious because the defense minister of Japan, they keep doing this. He said recently that there should be a discussion in Japan about nuclear weapons without the taboos, he said. What he means by that is the world agreed non-proliferation business was that no one should be acquiring nuclear weapons. And that would apply particularly to a former belligerent state that had been responsible for World War II in the Pacific. That state, Japan, made all kinds of undertakings at the end of the war to end it, as a matter of fact. If they wanted to end the war, they had to agree to the Allies' position. Canada, if you want to know, or need to be reminded, was at war with Japan. Canada was part of the agreement, the unconditional surrender of Japan, which included a new constitution, which said that Japan will not become will never remilitarize, and will not supply offensive weapons to anyone. In other words, it'll be a state and it'll mind its own business, and it will not be a militarized statement. But now they have a defense minister who's talking about two things. One is a nuclear weapon, because it shouldn't be, he says, a taboo. I'm sorry, Mr. Minister. It's actually a taboo. It's called a red line. And that's because Japanese fascism lost the war. And the Japanese people agree they don't want to be fascists. So to be talking about saying, oh, don't make it a taboo, it is a taboo. And so it's a very serious business. The other thing they do is talk about Taiwan, saying that they might be involved in collective military action if Taiwan were to be placed under the directly under the hegemony of the country to which it belongs, which is China. There isn't any dispute about that, by the way. Ask our foreign ministry. We recognize Taiwan as part of China. As a matter of fact, after World War II, we said that Taiwan was China. China was represented in the United Nations by guess who? Taiwan. So now we're playing a game about, oh, if you read Associated Press, they say it's it's a self-governing. No. Associated Press, please look up your own little notebooks. It is part of China. You said it was part of China. As a matter of fact, you said it was China. So we're engaging in really embarrassing rhetoric, which is why we talk about it in the Taylor Report. We say, please, no more nonsense. There should not be any little silly problems involving the Chinese island of Taiwan. And Japan should go back to minding its own business. Business, go right ahead. Do business. But don't talk about getting nuclear weapons. And don't talk about you have some kind of responsibility. The last state other than China to be in charge of Taiwan was guess who? Japan. So they seem to have little ambitions that we're supposed, Canada is supposed to tell them, no, that's not on the agenda. Forget it. And stop talking about it. We still want to win World War II and defend the United Nations. This has been the Taylor Report, and it's all thanks to Pedro that it happened. And Steve Fruitman, as you well know, is coming up with 33-45-78.